power of the Spirit, one God forever and ever.
Amen.
A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. A crowd of Philippi joined in the attack on Paul and Silas, and the magistrates had them stripped and ordered them to be beaten with rods. After inflicting many blows on them, they threw them into prison and instructed the jailer to guard them securely. When he reached these instructions, he put them in the innermost cell and secured their feet to a stake. About midnight, while Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God, as the prisoners listened, there was suddenly such a severe earthquake that the foundation of the jail shook. All the doors flew open, and all the chains of all were pulled loose. When the jailer woke up and saw the prison doors wide open, he drew his sword and was about to kill himself, thinking that the prisoners had escaped. But Paul shouted out in a loud voice, "Do no harm to yourself. We are all here." He asked for a light and rushed in, and trembling with fear, he fell down before Saul and Silas. Then he brought them out and said, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" And they said, "Believe in the Lord Jesus, and you and your household will be saved." So they spoke the word of the Lord to him and to everyone in the house. He took them in at that hour of the night and bathed their wounds. And he and all his family were baptized at once. He brought them into the house and provided a meal. And with his household rejoiced at having coming to faith in God. The word of the Lord.
Thank you, God.
And deliver me.
Let your faces not blush with shame. The poor called out, and the Lord and rescued them from distress. Usted y bueno es el Señor, taste and see the goodness of the Lord. Usted y veo que bueno es el Señor, taste and see the goodness of the Lord.
Church. And together they gave birth to a son who died at a very young age. And There's another story told about Isidore's life, San Isidro's life, that he, and I think this is significant for us in who we are today and the good works that we attempt to do, being good mayordomos and good stewards of God's creation. It is said that San Isidro always began his day with prayer, followed by celebration of the Eucharist, hearing God's word and receiving Christ present in Eucharist to become that very Christ in the flesh, to continue doing good works in the seemingly ordinariness of his everyday life. We don't have to be great people in terms of high visibility, but we are called and challenged to be great people who are faithful to the gifts that God gives us, and we are called to be faithful to building a more just and equal world for all people in all places at all times without exception. That's the gospel mandate. There is no other way for us as Christians. It's also said of Isidore that because he spent a significant part of his morning in prayer preparing for his good and ordinary and great works, that he always arrived late for work. But yet, the work he did produced fruit abundantly, 3 and 4 times more produce from his fields than anyone else's. And it is said that the holy angels of God attended him and worked with him. You know, we're starting to talk miracle language here. You know, the unexpected of God breaking into our ordinary lived lives. God, all things are possible. And we see this reality as well in our scripture readings for this day. We continue in the Easter season. In a couple weeks we'll have Pentecost, so we're beginning in the gospel stories to hear about the coming of the Paraclete. Jesus, in the gospel story from John this morning, is at the Last Supper, and this dialogue that he's having is near the end of his farewell discourse to his friends, to the disciples, and he says, "I am going away, but don't be afraid. The Paraclete, the Spirit, I will live on in you and in the good works that you do. You will not be alone, though you will not have me in the flesh." And we see that Spirit of Jesus and God at work in that early Christian community in the Acts of the Apostles. A community that was mushrooming, growing by leaps and bounds, and people asking the question, what must I and what must we do to come to deeper faith and trust in our God? And so we hear about all of this wonderful growth. And we also hear about the deep and scarring, growing pains of the early Christian community. Because of the kind of freedom and faith that Paul and Silas and other men and women in the early Christian community were embracing, they literally were beginning to live life in a new way. The old order had passed away and it was all new. It was exciting, but it also brought them time in jail and in prison. And we see the miracle of God at work even in these destitute situations. The great earthquake of Mother Earth, you know, breaks the shackles and the chains and opens all the doors. And what happens is that these people continue to live that faith, that spirit from the inside out, God at work, and by their witness, others come to say, "I want to be part of this movement," like the jailer. And, you know, they go home and they have good food and they have a celebration. And before all else, his family gives thanks to Almighty God. And it seems to me that as we grow in the spirit of our ancestors, as we grow in the spirit of being community rooted in God and in Jesus and in the Spirit, that we too are called to embrace new life. And sometimes that can be rather challenging for all of us in very small ways and at other times in very significant ways. And Miriam will allow me to tell this story from a meeting we had the other night. the little tree stump story. It was a great eye-awakening for me, and it taught me that I'm formed in some ways by the culture and society around me and the mores and the values that, on the one hand, are really, really good, but on the other hand, are not good. And we have this building over on Isleta, and we're getting ready to start, I guess, the second phase of renovation, and so we need to kind of clean it and gut it out, and we're going to do that at the end of the month. And then there was some talk about all these stumps around that need to be removed. And of course, I said immediately, well, let's buy some poison and drill some holes and put the poison on the stumps and they'll be gone in no time. And immediately my eyes caught Miriam's eyes and she had this look of horror on her face as if to say, John, how could you even think that, let alone say it? And immediately I learned a very, very powerful lesson. And we here at St. Anne's are neophytes. We're beginners in terms of looking at, in a communal forum, looking at just issues of social justice and care of the earth. And as I was mentioning to Sister Joan, these were realities that were not part of my experience or culture growing up, nor were they part of my educational experience. And so I'm learning. And together we learn and we teach and we encourage, we celebrate the gifts of God within and at work, and we call each other to be more effective and more appropriate and more life-giving stewards of God's created world. No one of us is exempt. You know, we all have places to grow and we have great goodness to celebrate within us. And so that's what we do here this morning as we pray before all else. We give thanks to God of creation for this great gift of Mother Earth and for the gift of who we are to the earth and to and for each other. And we pray that the Lord will instill us with the paraclete, the spirit that will allow us to carry on this good and holy work, to celebrate it even in the midst of chains, prison, jail, and the many challenges that come into our lives often unexpectedly. We pray for God's good grace to be at work among us today and always. Let us stand and continue our prayer. God of creation, God of life, is always present among us, ready to hear of our needs and to offer us strength on the journey. With grateful hearts, we offer our prayers as prayers of the whole world.
For the leaders of the church, may we call on the Holy Spirit for guidance as they proclaim Christ as our Lord and Savior. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayers.
For our government leaders, may they support policies that protect life from conception to natural death. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayers.
For those who suffer from mental illness, may their burdens be lessened by the care of compassionate mental health professionals. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayers.
For all who entered the church at the Easter Vigil, may their zeal for the faith be a strong witness to all members of the church. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayers.
For all the sick of our parish and for all who have asked us to pray for them, may they know that God's love and care is always with them. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayers.
And we pray that we will be more attentive stewards and mayordomos of God's created world to us. And as well, we pray for peace and for those who give life for peace and equality and justice for all peoples. For this we pray to the Lord.
We
make these and all prayers in the name of Jesus, the risen one, Lord and brother on the journey, both now and forever.
Amen.
We now present gifts of bread and wine and come to the Lord's table.
Open our eyes, Lord. Holy, holy, holy Lord.
Señor, fuente de toda santidad. Por eso te pedimos que santifiques estos dones con la fusión de tu Espíritu, de manera que sean para nosotros cuerpo y sangre de Jesucristo, hermano y Señor nuestro, el cual, cuando iba a ser entregado a su pasión voluntariamente aceptada, tomó pan. Dándote gracias, lo partió y lo dio a sus discípulos, diciendo: tomen y coman todos de él, porque esto es mi cuerpo, que será entregado por ustedes. Del mismo modo, acabada la cena, tomó el cáliz de vino y, dándote gracias, de nuevo lo pasó a sus discípulos, diciendo: tomen y beban todos de él, porque este es el cáliz de mi sangre, sangre de la alianza nueva y eterna, que será derramada por ustedes y por todos para el perdón de los pecados. Hagan esto en conmemoración mía. Este es el sacramento de nuestra fe. Gracias porque nos haces dignos de servirte en tu presencia. Te pedimos humildemente que el Espíritu Santo congregue en la unidad de cuantos participamos del cuerpo y sangre de Cristo. Acuérdate, Señor, de tu Iglesia extendida por toda la tierra y con el Santo Padre Benedicto, con nuestro obispo Miguel y todos los pastores que cuidan de tu pueblo. Llévala a su perfección por la caridad. Acuérdate también de nuestros hermanos que se durmieron en la esperanza de la resurrección, y de todos los que han muerto en tu misericordia. Admítelos a contemplar la luz de tu rostro. Ten misericordia de todos nosotros, y así como María, la Virgen Madre de Dios, los apóstoles y cuantos vivieron en tu amistad a través de los tiempos, merezcamos por tu Hijo Jesucristo compartir la vida eterna y cantar tus alabanzas. Through him, with him, in him, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours, Almighty Father, forever and ever.
Amen. Sing praise, hallelujah.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Deliver us, Lord, from all evil. Grant us peace in our day. In your mercy, keep us free from sin, and protect us from all anxiety as we wait in joyful hope for the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever.
Lord Jesus, you said to your apostles, I leave you peace, my peace I give you. Look not on our sin, but on the faith of your church, and grant us the peace and unity of your kingdom, where you live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The Lord's peace be with you always.
And also with you.
Dese todos fraternalmente una seña de paz. Salvation.
We ask this through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
El Señor esté con todos ustedes. La bendición de Dios Padre, Hijo, el Espíritu Santo descienda sobre ustedes y permanezca para siempre.
The message ended. Let us go in peace.
Thanks be to God.
The order of the procession is the cross, and then San Isidro with the mayordomos, all the religious representatives, deacon, sister, brother, Judge Abetas here. Is he here? Okay. And then the music is right in place, and then the people, and then the santos will be right behind them. Okay, so.
Start, but.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah, it wasn't her birthday party. It was cold. It was somebody else's.
Isidro to James and Yvonne Maestas as our first padrinos y mayordomos in San Isidro here in St. Anne's community. Will you accept the responsibility that padrinos and mayordomos are on to take on?
Yes,
sir. So we leave you with San Isidro and a blessing from Deacon Leroy.
May Almighty God bless you. San Isidro to all the homes of the South Valley. We ask this in the presence of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Would you guys lead the procession back to the farm?
Thank you.
Thank you.